Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham Ashby. And today we are going to take a look at one of the major service clubs in Barbados, the Lions Club. And I have joining with me today Denisa Belgrave, the president of the Virtual Roaring Lions Club, and service chair Janelle Malcolm. Welcome, ladies, to Visions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So let me start by saying that people the world over have heard about Lions. Thousands of persons have joined Lions clubs around the world. And it has been a major organization doing lots of voluntary and charity work in Barbados. So Denisa, let me start by asking you and then Janelle to tell us a little about the Lions Club, Virtual Roaring Lions Club, and why you got involved.
Thank you so very much, Yudalee. Yes, the Barbados Roaring Virtual Lions Club was formed on April 7th, 2022. And this was conceptualized by a group of members who have the same heart for serving the community. But of course, you know, with busy schedules, working, studying, and other obligations, having face-to-face meetings was a challenge. As well as coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, that also posed another challenge. So we put our heads together and thought of how we could have a club that is not so rigid to have face-to-face meetings all the time and get together and serve. So with that, we spoke to the district governor at the time and the zone chair person, and we went ahead and formed the club. So the Barbados Roaring Virtual Lions Club was birthed on April 7th, 2022.
And what would have led you, Denisa, and Janelle to join Lions?
Well, I joined Lions on January 1st, 2010. Now, let me just say, I was born and was raised serving. I used to go to church with my grandparents and my mom, and we would join different organizations and assist with preparing meals and hampers, toiletries. You name it, we did it. My grandmother both grandmothers would always be cooking and helping persons in the neighborhood, you know, with food and anything that they need to help get through the days and the weeks. So I always loved that and helping people. And I just had a passion for serving, continue serving. So I joined the Lions Club of Bridgetown in 2010, January 1st, 2010. To continue serving.
Okay, and you, Janelle?
Okay, so in 2022, Denisa approached me and she said to me, Janelle, we are thinking about starting this virtual club, and she wondered if I would be interested in getting involved. At first, I was like, me? I don't know, because I'm a bit shy and so on. And she said to me, yes, Janelle, you got that spirit, you got that, you're that kind of person giving and love to serve. And which is true, I do love to serve. And I was like, it didn't take me much to decide. And I told her, yes, I will do it. And that's how I got started.
Okay, nice, excellent. So tell us about some of the work, the charity work that the Lions Club do. What are the major activities that you do?
Yes, well, we do a lot of service projects. And one of the things that our club have been focusing on is the youth and mainly literacy. Well, in Lions as a whole, we have our area called Global Service Themes, where you focus on like the youth and hunger, vision, diabetes, pediatric cancer, right? The global causes. So we would have been working with projects with the youth around those global causes. So, and mainly with Vision, we would have done like tours with the youth to the Barbados Association for the Blind and Deaf so that they can get to see that although you are visually impaired or blind, you know, life still goes on. There is still hope. there are many things that you can do. You can still play games, so children would have gotten a chance to play dominoes and draft and other games, board games. They saw that although persons were visually impaired or blind, they could still read. They prepared documents on the Braille. So it was very encouraging to get the young people involved with these things. Also, coming out of that, we would have gotten children to like do essays, as well as a team from our club would have assessed children and continue to work with some of those that needed like extra help, re-literacy. Also, we would have done tours at the eye clinic, the children's eye clinic at Winston Scott Polyclinic, so that children would have gotten their eyes checked, and if they needed further recommendations, that was done. And most of the children would say, well, I didn't know that we have to get our eyes checked so young. I said, yes, from the time you are born, you can have a vision problem, you know, and while you're living, things can happen that can cause you to have a vision problem or go blind. So then they learned a lot and is very encouraged. So that is the vision side. We do a lot of things with hunger, preparing hampers for those needy. We feed the homeless once every month, every second Thursday with the street lamp ministries. Sometimes we prepare meals and we help serve approximately 200, sometimes there's over 200 persons that we serve. Also, we donate things to help with the feeding of the homeless as well. And then with other projects, we would do with pediatric cancer and diabetes, helping persons to be aware, you know, of these conditions, these life challenges, and work with them. We donate funds to help if you need to get procedures done. We would assist wherever we can to help. So it is not a one area. We basically assist in every area we can.
Okay, so Janelle, tell me then, what is a service chair? Because you are the service chair within the Virtual Roaring Lions Club.
Okay, so as a service chair, you look to create service activities for the club or find ways to, you know, do service activities for people and community, the communities, different nurseries, schools, whatever, wherever we can help. So as a service chair, that is what I would try to do, try to create or look around and see where help is needed that really club can assist.
Okay. Now, Denisa, just going back to your point about literacy, do you think that the programs, the initiatives you have undertaken in the Virtual Roaring Lions Club is making an impact and encouraging young children and their parents to get more involved in their own education and enhance their literacy skills?
Yes, definitely it has. We are actually working on a proposal now to do it on a wider scale. Now, from coming out of doing these literacy programs with the children, which was small scale, like 15 to 20 students at a time, and then we would pull out the ones that need, you know, extra help and then communicate with their parents or guardians to help them. So coming out of that, we see a need for a bigger project to help more children. Now, sometimes parents are not aware that the children are having these challenges, you know. Sometimes the children behave naughty at school because they simply don't understand what is written there in the book or what the teacher has said. So assessing the children, you get to find out exactly what their challenge is, re-literacy, and then we are able to take a step back and work with them. So we help the child and sensitize the parents and the guardians to the challenge that they might have, and then we work to see how we can help them. And it has been positive so far, but we want to expand on it. So we are working on a proposal as we speak right now.
Excellent. Now, Denisa, a lot of people have heard about the Lions. They see men and women wearing those yellow jackets with the big letter L representing Lions. Tell us, how easy is it to get involved? How can you join a club?
Well, it is easy. You can visit any Lions Club in Barbados and show your interests, attend meetings, attend projects, and be a part, right? And of course, someone would obviously would have recommended you, or you would have seen or heard about it on the various social medias. So once you're interested, you can come and get involved. It is not like you automatically become a member as soon as you start. No, it doesn't work that way. You come, attend meetings, join us with our projects, and show that you are interested, one, and two, that you know that this is what you want to do. Because some persons see, oh, wow, that fancy yellow jacket, and they get all excited. But then when they get into the club, you know, they realize, oh, dear, why didn't know it was so much work, or you have to do this or you have to do that. And it takes up more time than they anticipated. So we don't want that. We want persons to come in, get a feel of what we do want, and to know if that is what you really want to do. And then you could decide, well, you don't want to be a member, which is fine, and still assist outside. We have persons who would have come and were interested, but they said, well, so many meetings, you know, you have to attend. So they're not really interested in the meeting part, but they assist us. So we have friends and family of Lions who assist us with projects and things. So I would encourage persons come, and any Lions Club, of course, I would recommend the Barbados Rowing Virtual Lions Club, but it doesn't have to be my Lions Club. It can be any of the 9 Lions Clubs in Barbados. You visit the Lions Clubs, attend meetings, be a part of the projects, and you know if you are interested and if that is what you really want to do, then you would go forward to become a member. Yes, please.
Fabulous, fabulous. So Janelle, just share briefly what it has been like so far for you, and maybe one key moment, one important lessons you may have learned from being part of the Virtual Roaring Lions Club.
Oh, it has been such a wonderful experience. I mean, I have heard about the Lions before and what they do and so on, but to be actually involved in serving and helping and giving back, this feels so great. One of my key moments is when I first did Feeding the Homeless. And that thing moved me like I could not believe that there was so much homeless or so much people in Barbados looking forward for this meal every Thursday. And that thing touched me like, wow, you know? So giving back and serving, I mean, I was always that kind of person that serve or love to give or love to help and so on. But from the way how the Lions do it is a whole different experience.
Great. That is so great. And I can hear the excitement, the enthusiasm, and the pleasure in your voice. So that is really beautiful. So, Danita, your club right now have done quite a lot of work. I know I have seen the work in terms of doing hampers to those vulnerable individuals and so many other things. Is it easy, difficult for persons with disabilities to be involved to join your club or any Lions Club, I should ask?
Yes, we actually have a member in our club that is blind, and he is doing a lot of work. And as I have mentioned before, you know, because you are visually impaired or blind, life does not stop. And the amount of work some of these persons that are disabled put in, it is really amazing, and it is really encouraging, you know, to us who have all of our, you know, senses and everything, but we really don't utilize them as we should, I would say. But yes, yeah, so anyone with a disability can join and be a part. We have worked closely with a lot of the members of the Barbados Association for the Blind and Deaf, or with the National United Society for the Blind, Barnard as well. We work closely with them. And it is, as I said, it is amazing. It is very encouraging to work with them. That to me, they help us more sometimes than we help them, you know. But yes, yeah, so it is, there's no limitation. We work with everyone and everyone can work with us.
Fabulous. Now, Janelle and Denisa, tell us from your moving around, your being around and involved with the people with disabilities in Barbados, share some of your thoughts on what more you think can be done to improve the quality of life for persons with disabilities, to improve the environment, you know, the attitudes.
Well, if I can jump in here first, let me just say that from my experience with working with persons with disabilities, I am of the opinion that we as a community, as a Barbados, we do not do enough to help these persons with disabilities. And they can do so much more. One of the main challenges that persons with disabilities have is transportation. And some of my members take their time or use their time, their gas, and everything, and take these persons with disabilities to do various projects, even personal things. Sometimes they might need to get medication, other things, you know. And not that that is a project, that is members just assisting persons in need. So that's not necessarily a project, right? But I think that we as an individual, as a community, as Barbados as a whole, can do a whole lot more to help persons with disability. And working with them, I have seen that, I've observed that. And I think that is the main challenge that persons with disabilities have. I mean, they are bold. They're so bold to want to do. Take the members of the Barbados Association for the Blind at the Center of the Deaf workshop. They make mops there. They cane chairs. They rush chairs. And like for me, just watching them, even when we did the tours there with the young people, watching them make the mops and the knife is sharp, the tools, like I would be afraid. I have my two eyes and I can see and I am afraid to use these tools, you know. So my heart goes out to them for being so brave. And I really would encourage us as a Barbados to try to work more closely and help them wherever we can.
Okay, Janelle? Well,
yes, and for me, I feel that we need to include them more. We need to include them more in things that are going on in Barbados, because I find that we tend to tell ourselves, man, them men can't walk properly or they can't see or whatever, so we can leave them out, don't include them in this. But they're being around them, they just seem so lively and so happy. And it's be like, you wouldn't tell that they are disabled until you see them get up and walk or whatever the case may be. And so on. It's like, include them more. We need to include them more. And even to go off of disability and go on to special needs, because I work at the nursery with a lot of children with special needs. And we tend to like, people tend to like put them on the wayside. For me, it's inclusion. They need to be included more.
Thanks for that. I agree with you wholeheartedly that a bit more inclusion is needed. A lot more support is also needed in terms of providing necessary services that will enable people with disabilities to move around freely within our society and to be able to do their tasks independently. Okay, so now let's get down a bit more to the nitty-gritty about your activities within the virtual Roaring Lions Club. And I know that you have a big activity coming up on April the 27th. So tell us a bit more about your general work and then your specific activities that are coming up for the rest of the year.
Yes, well, our general work involves working with children in the schools and the elderly as well, and as you've mentioned, with persons with disabilities. And I must say that our club has not really done fundraisers. Most of our members have been pulling their pockets to execute these projects, right? Well, we are looking to change that now. And we are having our second anniversary dinner on Saturday, April 27th at 5:30 p.m. at the Barbados Union of Teachers in Maryhill, Welches Road, St. Michael. And the contribution is only $100, which will give you a sumptuous meal and be a part of the fun and fellowship with the members of the Barbados Rowing Virtual Lions Club and the entertainment, of course. So that is what we are having coming up. And we are encouraging persons where possible to support. Any funds that we make from this event will go into our literacy project and by extension, any other projects that we undertake. Okay.
Great, great. So tell us a bit more in terms of the coordination. Is it difficult to coordinate the lunch, the dinner?
Well, like planning any other event, you know, it is a lot of work, but we have members on board working on different aspects of it. So it is a lot of work, yes, but we are getting it done. We're getting it done with teamwork. Yes, please.
Wonderful. So recently, your club also hosted a health fair in Queen's Park. Share with us, Denisa, what that experience was like.
Zone 3A Health Fair, which was held on April 6th, was put together by all the clubs in Barbados, nine Lions clubs, as well as the Leo clubs. Now, this project was coordinated by the member of Lions Club of St. Michael, Lion Deidre Wood. She was responsible for linking with all of the service chairpersons for each club and planning this. Coming out of this, all this hard work and time, meetings, blah, 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 we were able to execute the project in Queen's Park. Each club was responsible for a different area. Some did health food, some did pressure checks, diabetes, blood sugar, a variety of health checks. We also had the Barbados Hiking Association there. We had the Barbados Library Service there doing reading as well to our youth. And we had the fire service there doing demonstrations when they have to go on emergencies. And we also had healthy foods. So you were able to sample foods by the Lions Club South. And of course, without any literature, you know, it would not be a fair. So Lions Club of St. Michael, they were responsible for distributing some literature. We also had the Guardian General Insurance present as well to share some information with us. And overall, the health fair was a success. Many persons were able to come over and do their checks, ask questions and get involved, and also to find out some more about Lions as well, Lions and Leos. We also had the Cub Scouts. They were across on the pasta. They had an event there. So their children and the leaders were able to come over and join and be a part. They got to do the demonstrations with the fire trucks. And you know how children are, very excited with these
yes.
things.
Indeed.
Overall, it was a very good experience and a success.
All right. All right, Denisa and Janelle, our time has gone by rather quickly. So I just want you quickly, Denisa or Janelle, to remind us about the dinner on April the 27th.
On April, Saturday, April 27th at 5:30 p.m., the Barbados Roaring Virtual Lions Club's second anniversary dinner. The cost is just $100, and it's at the Barbados Union of Teachers, Maryhill, Welches Road, St. Mike. Come on out and support us. Thank you.
And where can tickets be purchased?
You can contact any member of the Barbados Roaring Virtual Lions Club. Myself, the president, my cell number is 231-7840. Or as I said, any member of the Lions Club, Barbados Rowing Virtual Lions Club.
And we can find you online?
Yes, please. We are on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, you have been listening to Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham-Ashby, and my very special guest today, Denisa Belgrave, President, and Janelle Malcolm, Service Chair of the Virtual Roaring Lions Club of Barbados. So remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300 by email, visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And you can visit VOB929.com website to listen to this and past episodes of the program. So until next week, love yourself and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Ciao.